Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for being with us today, giving wisdom and helping us to do warfare, Lord. We're in a serious time, and the saints need to take this seriously, Lord. We ask you to encourage them to actually pray without ceasing and do warfare without ceasing. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, this will be the Faction Election War 1, number 10. And this revelation I'm going to share with you is about the Chinese deep state faction invasion. Its first revelation was given to Missy Pollock, 12-23-20. She said, I had this dream with three parts, and I think they could be three separate dreams, but they are all related. Yes, they do all go together very neatly. I was in a bathroom by the toilet, and there were little Chinese children, that came in and were at my feet. I wanted to have privacy, so I started to hang up a colorful curtain. Separation, sanctification, she puts in notes, across the string that was strung across the room. The curtain didn't reach the whole way across the string. And what came to me was the Chinese have found a way around our intelligence protections. Okay? Intelligence, of course, knows everything. You don't have any privacy whatsoever, whatever, you know. So they have a way around because they have so many people in the deep state that are in total agreement with them, and they are fighting a war against us. Missy went on to say, we have a promise of Psalm 91 that is ours by our spiritual separation, our spiritual fruit of Jesus in us from the world. We don't need to physically protect ourselves. It's true. We do have the protection of the Lord to go ahead and do the spiritual warfare we need to do to bring this anarchy down. So, then I saw a line of Chinese people outside coming into the house. They've been doing that for sure. And they had brought in chairs that were folded up but not yet set up. Aha. Well, it looks like the Chinese Communist Party has invaded every political, economical, critical infrastructure, mainstream media, tech industry, and intelligence, which is our privacy, to bring down the United States from within. They have bought, bribed, blackmailed, into our power structure in every way possible and in order to overthrow the United States. And they're allied, of course, with the deep state, whose intelligence arm is the CIA. They are allied with the anarchist forces of Islam, BLM, Antifa, etc. These are basically their brown shirts. Anarchists are useful to overthrow a country, but they're not useful to rule a country because their spirits are spirits of rebellion and witchcraft. Now, Hitler knew this, and he picked on these people. He put the spirit of rebellion in them and anarchy in them, but then he knew these people were never going to give him any peace, so he killed them off. He had them destroyed, as will the Communist Chinese Party destroy the anarchists if they come to power. They don't know that. Anarchists are going to fight well for them. But again, when you come to a place where you want to rule, these people are not going to let you rule. They got their own ideas. They got their own rebellious demons. So the anarchist faction is also the faction in the church seeking to overthrow it. okay? They're all part of the dragon. The parallel is complete. You know, Trump derangement syndrome and man-child derangement syndrome are enforced by the same demons. Witchcraft, faction, slander, hatred, fornication, Satanism, whether they know it or not. So this is what's up against us. And just remember that the Lord is calling on us to do warfare. And she said, I asked the Lord if these Chinese people represent physical Chinese people. And he gave me two heads for a yes. Well, it's true. They have invaded every area. Somebody found the list of the Chinese Communist Party and what they were into all across the world and in America. And it's astounding. They have invaded and ready to take over. They are the deep state Chinese Communist Party that have not yet set up and taken over the U.S., just like she saw there. They also represent the foreign woman, factious sects of Christianity that want to rule over God's people. Yep, same spirits. She said they will not take over because of the authority of our warfare and prayers. I agree. There will be a war, there will be trouble, there will be death, but God is going to point all that in the direction he wants to point it, and it will favor us in the long run. She said, I asked the Lord for a verse by faith at random for this scene, and I got Luke 23:11, in context 8 through 12. Now, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was of a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard concerning him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. Well, there you are, the faction that wants to destroy the move of God. And Herod and his soldiers set him at naught and mocked him, and arraying him in gorgeous apparel, sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day. For before they were at enmity between themselves. Well, you know, the priests, the scribes, and Pilate, she says, are all the factious beasts that come against the house of God and the man, child, and the bride. That's true. And remember this, the Sanhedrin were the political and spiritual leaders over Israel, representing the church. But they were under the beast rule, and they persecuted Jesus, and they persecuted his disciples and his apostles. They killed them. They had a spirit of murder on them. And by the way, do you know that in America, murder in 1 year has gone 500 and I'm just guessing 30 something percent, I think it was, gone up that much. And guess where it's at? The derangement syndrome areas. Yes, we know that. We know they're full of hatred and murder. Okay, so yes, mostly there. And guess who they're opposed to mostly? The conservatives and the Christians. Yeah. And guess who's dying of the diseases more than anybody? It's the liberals in the liberal cities. It's the people wearing the masks who are mad at the people who don't wear the masks. Yeah. So it's falling out just exactly the way we would have figured it would. The political left are under the beast rule, and the Chinese Communist Party, you know. She said, in another scene, I was in a bathroom again, but not the same bathroom. I had just gotten out of the shower, and the bathroom door was open, and I had a towel in my hand. And there was a man with a red beard and hair. And she puts correctly, factious Edom, because of the red hair, right? That came to the open doorway. I pulled the towel up quickly to cover myself, and he said, "I'm sorry." And there was another man and another woman who had red hair and a beard. again, she puts factious Edom, yes. That came to the doorway, but not in the bathroom. And I was puzzled why they were in my house. Yeah, what are they doing in our house, folks? What are they doing in our house? And now they're coming out of the woodwork everywhere, right? Edom is, of course, the seed of Esau, who sold his birthright due to a root of bitterness. Now, who's doing all the killing here, right? A root of bitterness against his brother Israel, which is a type of the true church, right? Hebrews 12, 14 through 17 tells the story very clearly. Follow after peace with all men. There is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. Follow after peace with all men. They can't do it. They just can't do it. That's the demons inside of them. And the sanctification without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest there be any man that falleth short of the grace of God. Everybody who has bitterness and unforgiveness falls short of the grace of God, because God gives no grace to the unforgiving, because they're not forgiven. You can't get grace if you're not forgiven. Jesus said he would not forgive, and their father would turn you over to the tormentors, and there they are, turned over to the tormentors, right? Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby the many be defiled. Have you ever seen so many people get defiled? All they have to do is listen to the lamestream media with all their slander. You see, that's how it's passed on, through slander. Don't sit and listen to that. You'll go cuckoo, just like the rest of them did. Okay? Lest there be any fornicator, or profane person as Esau. Well, fornication's thrown in there too, of course, because that's a big, big problem. All of them who are the leftist factious are into fornication. Who for one mess of meat sold his own birthright. I call it following after the flesh, even though meat here just means food. They followed after the flesh, and they lost their birthright. You know, it's exactly what the Holy Spirit said in Romans chapter 8, right? If you walk after the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. Okay? For you know that even when he afterward desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for a change of mind. And, of course, the translators put "in his father." That's in italics. It does not belong there. Because change of mind means repentance, and he couldn't find repentance. He couldn't repent. Even he wanted to repent, he couldn't repent. You know why that happens to people? Demons. So don't pay any attention to the "in his father" part. Esau could not change his mind, meaning he could not repent. And though he sought it diligently with tears, it says, Esau was known for his red hair. The Hebrew word Edom means red. And the Hebrew Old Testament relates Edom to its father, Esau. He was the older son of Isaac, and he was born, quote, red all over, the Bible says, who sold his birthright to his brother Jacob for red pottage. So red is all connected with Esau. And these people out here, they are the red. The red invasion. from the east. I had gotten dressed and had come out of the bathroom, and I was thinking that they came into the house when Merle and I weren't there, because there were all kinds of stuff in the house, clutter that wasn't ours. Well, don't we see an awful lot of clutter in the house all of a sudden? It's popping out everywhere, right? The Chinese and the Edomites are in the U.S. house, and the church as invaders and overthrowers, and they filled the U.S. with their junk. I told them this wasn't their house. They don't know that. The woman mentioned that there was a pony outside that was theirs. Well, it was their house because she had a pony outside that was theirs. You know, this is what came to me. Biden, who always comments on ponies. It's like a curse word to him. He calls somebody a pony soldier or a pony this or pony that. You know, he's always talking about ponies. And, of course, he's owned by the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. He's bought and paid for by them. Amazing or what? This Chinese woman who's in our house, who don't belong there, thinks she has a right because of the pony. they had all this food and were sitting at the table in the kitchen eating. Well, look, they own Costco. They're buying out Walmart and Sam's. They're seeking to control the food supply while Antifa derails trains of supply. And the deep state destroys granaries and silos. They want to control the food so they can control the people. And we've already know that Babylon used starvation as a thing against the apostate people of God. Not only did they use plague on them, they used starvation. And the note that Missy put there was they are gluttonous, feeding their flesh on U.S. resources. Yes, that's exactly right. I asked them why they were in our house. The one man said that it was their house, and we needed to talk to the agent that sold us the house. Okay. Well, American politicians have sold the house of the U.S. to the CCP. They've sold us out. And we already know who they are. They're crazy. They have Christian derangement syndrome. Yeah. And she goes on to say the only way to get them out of our house is to use the authority the Lord has given us. Also, to pay the price of denying ourselves, not by wrestling with flesh and blood and taking up our cross and following the Lord. Well, amen. This is what we need to do. I mean, people need to get serious about using their authority, and we're going to talk some more about that, okay? She said, I asked for a verse for this scene and by faith at random and got 2 Samuel 1:11. That's the man-child number, by the way. In context, 11 through 16. Then David took hold of his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even for Saul and for Jonathan his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. Okay, this is going to happen, folks. I'm telling you, apostate Christianity is in for an attack. Okay? The old order, Saul and his sons, of political leadership who fell to witchcraft, as you know, and faction, as you know, against David and against the people, has fallen to the beast. He's fallen to the beast enemy without. They've fallen under the control of the CCP and the deep state. And David said unto the young man that told him, Whence art thou? And he answered, I am the son of a sojourner, an Amalekite. Meaning they were foreigners. Just like the Chinese, right? And David said unto him, How wast thou not afraid to put forth thy hand to destroy the Lord's anointed, the apostate leadership? Uh-oh. Again pops up. And David called one of the young men and said, Go near and fall upon him. And he smote him so that he died. And David said unto him, Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. You see, when they slay the Lord's anointed, the apostate leadership, like Zedekiah was taken down by Babylon, the Lord is going to hold them guilty. And he is going to slay them. So those foreigners who take credit for bringing down our old order political leaders will die. This is a huge gamble for the Chinese and the deep state. But they know if they do not win this war, they will die. Trump will destroy them. Trump has shown his ability to destroy the economy of China. And if he gets another 4 years, they know he's going to continue the same. Okay. The scene changed again. And it seemed like I was in the same bathroom as the previous scene. I was at the sink washing my hands, and the sink was all dirty. Uh-huh. That's good. You see, the swamp will be drained. The sink was dirty because it was drained, right? There was my personal bathroom and the soap and stuff that I usually have at the sink, but were gone. In other words, they were all used up in the swamp draining, right? Amen. She went on to say there was something else sitting there at the sink that wasn't mine, but I don't know, I don't recall what it was, but I know that it was something blue. And she puts a note meaning heavenly. Yes, that's a gift from heaven, isn't it? That's right. So that's why she said it wasn't mine. Because the sink was all dirty. And I asked Merle, although I didn't see him, if he had taken over my bathroom. And then I woke up. And she said Merle had come to the heavenly unleavened word of God through the man-child that cleansed him. And he's taken over and is now the head slash husband he is supposed to be and cleanses me. That's what the husband does, according to the scripture, right? By the washing of the water with the word. Praise the Lord. Isn't that neat? Well, yeah, I believe that. And this is the kind of thing that's going on in the church and going to go on in the church, too. You know, there's a perfect parallel there. She said, I asked for a verse for this scene by faith at random and got Psalm 15. And my finger was right on verse 1 and pointing at the title that says, A Psalm of David. That's where her finger was. It's a Psalm of David. And verse 1 starts out a Psalm of David. You know, the David man-child's song who conquered the Edomite faction. See, when David came to power, that's what he did. He conquered the Edomite faction. Now, there's a parallel between Trump and the man-child. There's Trump derangement syndrome, and there's man-child derangement syndrome. And it's Edomites in both camps, right? Those that are bitter against their brother, sold their birthright, root of bitterness, so on. A Psalm of David. The Lord who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle. That's the house of the Lord, right? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? That's Zion. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. He that slandereth not with his tongue, God hates that, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Something that the Edomite faction in the government, in the world, and in the church are all known for. And it's basically saying, who's going to dwell in my house? And in Zion, the bride, there will be no factious people in the house of God. That's what he's saying. Clearly. Pretty neat, you know, word that the Lord gave her. And he goes on to say, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised. Well, he tells you in Romans chapter 1 who a reprobate is. Who did he reprobate in Romans chapter 1? And let me say, those in God's house will despise the reprobate factions that David and his Lord despises. So what's the message here? Quickly come out from among them. Start praying for the faction, folks, that are the elect. I'm talking about the people among the factions that are elect. They have to come out. There is a judgment coming. Romans chapter 1, 18 through about 2 and 10. I'm going to skip down through here a little bit to make it a little faster. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in unrighteousness. Yes, they do that. They do everything they can to attack the materials people in our ministry who work so hard to get the gospel out. They send witchcraft against them. They brought down our website, which is now being totally rebuilt as a new modern website. They brought down our videos, which are now being rebuilt where they gather so much more attention. I mean, it was all really a good thing, but it's a bad thing for bad people when they want to destroy the Word of God so bad. Verse 21, because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings. Do you know of people like that out there? Yes, of course. And their senseless heart was darkened. There's your reprobation right there. Their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's exactly what's going on. 24. Wherefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts unto uncleanness, that their bodies should be dishonored among themselves. This is true. For that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And verse 28. And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, that they refuse. You can quote verses to you blue in the face. Doesn't touch them. There's no conscience there. It's a demon, or demons, I should say. God gave them up unto a reprobate mind. There it is. To do those things which are not fitting. So how did they get in that position? Well, they rejected the knowledge of the Lord. They rejected the rules, the law. They heard it very well, more than most people. And they fell away because God reprobated them because they would not obey. Tried to hide their sin and would not obey. Verse 29. And being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife. The murder rate shot through the roof in 1 year. Okay. Strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers. Yep, they talk behind people's backs, you know. Backbiters, there it is again. Hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, whether physical or spiritual. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing that the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. So they gather together. What the Lord said he would do in the latter days. He'd send forth his angels and gather together the tares into bundles to burn them. It's exactly happening. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Wherefore, thou art without excuse, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. Because that's what they do. They have made themselves judges of everything. They don't need any proof. All they need is a premonition from a demon. They'll make it a doctrine, you know. Thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. They are condemning themselves. For thou that judgest dost practice the same things. Okay, down in verse 5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, there it is, that reprobation, treasures up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. We're about to see the righteous judgment of God. While the Edomites in the government, in the world, you know, attack God's people, it's going to be followed by the righteous judgment of God. Who, by the way, is dying of COVID and other things more than the liberals? Nobody. Nobody. And they've got their masks on. They're hiding from the sun, which, by the way, kills COVID-19, by the way. Did you know? Yes. And UV rays kill COVID. They discovered that in 30 seconds, it will destroy 99.9% of COVID. UV rays will. It's astounding. And so, yes, we'll keep them out of the sun. And we will cover the earth with a cloud so that the sun can't get through and take out our COVID. Right? Yeah. Who will render to every man according to his works. To them that by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious and obey not the truth, those go together, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish. They are not going to miss the tribulation upon every soul of man that worketh evil, and of the Jew first, and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. All right, good exhortation. So back to our text in Psalm 15. But who honoreth them that fear the Lord? He that sweareth to his own hurt, this is who's going to dwell in the house of God, right? He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. How do people take a reward against the innocent? Well, they're bribed by their lusts to accuse the innocent of their own crimes. Now we see that craziness, that crazy hypocrisy for which there's no conscience whatsoever, out there in the deranged world and in the deranged church, right? He that doeth these things shall never be moved. That is a person that will be in the house of God. And they don't take up a reward against the innocent, right? Amen. She said, this chapter describes who Merle and I both are in the Lord. I agree with that. And I think there's a parallel there. It fits the man-child and the bride joined by the Lord, as John said when he saw the Lord walking with the first fruits people, saying, He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Isn't that interesting? At the beginning of Jesus' ministry, he, you know, picked on these disciples to be the first fruits of his bride. And so she gave Amos 3 and 3. Shall two walk together except they have agreed? And she makes this comment, Merle and I are walking together, finally equally yoked by the power of God's word, mercy, and grace. Merle, the Lord, and I are a threefold cord. That's Ecclesiastes 4 and 8. Again, I want to tell you that, just pay attention, this is like the bride and the man-child and the Lord. I'll share a revelation with you about that. Ecclesiastes 4 and 8, there is one that is alone, and he hath not a second. Yea, he hath neither son nor brother, yet is there no end of all of his labor. Neither are his eyes satisfied with riches. For whom then, saith he, do I labor, and deprive my soul of good? This also is vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe unto him that is alone when he falleth, and hath not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have warmth. But how can one be warm alone? If a man prevail against him that is alone, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Now, where did the three come in? The Lord, of course, you know. I perceived when I read this, that this is the time to share this. I saw a glorious vision in the early morning about 2 weeks ago that I have been thinking on ever since and praying about. Everything in this vision was different densities of white brightness to look at. So, I mean, you could make out the figures and what was going on very easily because the white brightness was like the darker parts of, you know, whatever, and the glowing radiance was spreading out everywhere. So it was a big white scene of different densities of white brightness. I don't know how to describe it any better than that. I saw the Lord officiating the marriage of the man-child and bride. It's hard to describe, but this whole scene was bright and glorious. The only color was white in various shades of brilliance. I think this represents the Lord in his man-child body is about to be joined to the bride, in other words, the bride chosen, right? To receive the seed of the kingdom, the word of God, to bring forth the fruit of Christ in themselves, and then the church. Where do I get that? Well, as you know, Jesus, the Son of God, in a body of the Son of David, or he called himself Son of Man, sowed the seed of the word into the bride who came into his image and went forth to raise up the church in that image. That's what happened in the parable of Christ and the early church. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Some people say, they think it's blasphemy to think that the Lord is coming in his people, for goodness sake. Even though the Bible says Christ in you is the only hope of glory, for goodness sake. Come on. And Christ is in you unless you indeed be reprobate. So there are many rejected people out there sitting on pews, I have to tell you. Reprobate means rejected. And Christ doesn't live in them. And some of them are mean as snakes. And yet they call themselves Christians. They're judging everything and everybody. They've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. They don't want to. And on and on and on. Once saved, always saved, so they can continue to live in their sins. On and on and on. Remember also that all of the Judas entities mentioned in this revelation I'm sharing will only bring forth the death and resurrection of the life of Christ in his people. They consider themselves victorious when they kill Christ. But they're killing themselves. That's what Judas did with his own hands. He hung himself. They're killing themselves. They're not taking away the life of Christ. Rather, they're putting to death the flesh so that there can be the resurrection life of Christ. You know, they're so happy when they can destroy somebody. How foolish. Anyway, Missy went on to say, "Thank you, Father, for making what is impossible with man possible with you." I agree, 100%. So cool. Remember that George Washington saw a vision of the three wars fought on this continent. The first two came to pass, so you might expect the third will too, right? We're entering the third one now. He saw an invasion from the east that was a red glow. You know, red Esau, Edomite, right? Deep state Europe and the Chinese have joined to invade this country to overthrow it. Washington saw the country as almost overthrown before the people began to pray. And angels joined with them to throw out the invaders. So you might as well start now. A.A. Allen also had a vision of this country invaded by planes that sprayed the people who fell to the earth. The invasion of chemtrail planes has started back up, and with the vengeance, people all over the country are telling me they've never seen anything like it. Why? Well, they want to make you sick and lock you down. Yes. So it started back up with a vengeance all across the country. Many are sick. And this is for the purpose, of course, of winning this war. If they've got you locked down and sick, they can pretty well march in and take over, right? And the liberal governments who have turned their people over to this have sold out to the CCP. We saw a list of governors that took Chinese money. Ours is one of them. So, of course, they can't fight the invaders, and the economy will fail and look real bad on President Trump, even though he has been stupendous at raising up the economy. They're doing the same and everything they can to destroy it, to make him look bad. So the red Chinese CCP are throughout the country, and their military is in Canada. It's in Mexico. Their navy is off the east and the west coast. What would cause this to happen, huh? What do you think they have an ambition to do? And their allies are traitorous, bribed, and blackmailed politicians and their deep state faction in government and church. So, Christians need to now call upon God and send forth the angels to cast down the enemy, cast down the invaders, and drain the swamp. A few years ago, the Lord said to me, "Send the angels." I'm quoting him. I said to the Lord, "What should I send the angels to do?" And so I took my Bible and flipped it open. I stuck my finger down by faith at random, directly on the name David. My finger was right on the name David. And so I read from David on. That's what the first thing that came to me is just read on. So I read on. David, comma, do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. I'm asking him, what do I send? I need to know, Lord, what do you want me to send the angels to do? He said, do all that is in thy heart, for God is with thee. Sounds like John 15 and 7. Do you know that when we speak for God, the angels bring to pass what we command? I believe this dream I'm going to share with you here was only in a limited way fulfilled in President Trump's first term, as it was a learning stage, I believe. But now seems to be the most complete fulfillment of this dream. So pray and send the angels. And let's finish off this evil invasion of the demonic hordes, right? This is Eve Brass Revelation on 11:11. You remember one of our broadcasts I shared recently, 11:11 to the deep state and the patriots is, it means war. She got this on 11/11/2016. Okay. But you know what? It fits better now than ever. She said, I dreamed that I was standing in the back of a press conference room. There was a stage up front and a podium. There were reporters seated in the chairs on the floor waiting for the president-elect to come and give his acceptance speech. I could hear people all over the world cheering and celebrating their victory. Oh, gosh, I can just imagine this happening. First of all, the term president-elect, this is the note I put in there back then in 2016, is used when he is elected to office but not yet inaugurated. Now, I put an update note here. Yes. The world now understands at this time how close we are to being turned over to communism. Many would greatly rejoice when Trump wins. The only people that don't know what communism does is people with derangement syndrome. They can't study history and find out what communism does to kill millions and millions of people. Okay. I was expecting Donald Trump to come walking in, but instead, almost like I was given a glimpse of a parallel universe, David Eales, okay, as a type of the David Man-Child Company, that was a note I put in there back then, came walking in from the right of the stage with four large bodyguards, and in parenthesis, angels, dressed in white shirts, black suits, and no ties. David was dressed in an ivory-colored suit with white shirt, and there were about 15 or 20 government agents gathered all around the podium. Well, the spiritual government agents are the angels. The agents were waiting for President-elect David to give them their orders. That's the same thing the Lord said to me. Send the angels, okay? So this is what the Lord wants us to do, saints. I'm just passing it on to you, okay? So they were waiting to get their orders. To do what? To arrest the criminals in the government and the church, among other things. That was the note back then I put. All over the stage among the agents were many empty cardboard boxes that had been opened up and were ready to be packed up. In other words, moving them out of the government. As David stood at the podium, he began motioning with his index finger to each agent and giving them their orders one at a time. Of course, this is not done in the physical, but by authority in the spiritual realm. The Lord has given us this authority. I understood that he was sending them throughout Washington, D.C. to find all the evil, wicked people in the government and flush them out of their hiding places, drain the swamp, right? And send them packing. I then had a vision of corrupt government officials hiding under their desks in fetal positions. They were terrified and paralyzed with fear and couldn't function anymore. So saints, let us, through the authority given to us, root out the corruption and send them packing. Exercise your authority. I also think the boxes represent timing of the wilderness as well as sending the enemy and their evil vessels packing. Well, then I put an update note. Today, we are now drawing close to the wilderness tribulation, when in Revelation 12, the angels went forth for the elect to cast down the dragon and his angels. Wow! Things are fitting together here. And of course, they were doing it at the behest of the saints who had overcome him by their testimony. Okay. I believe this dream has two meanings. The elect corporate man-child is coming into power in the spiritual realm concurrently with Trump. I believe that's happening now. I mean, I believe that the man-child ministry has been in training for a while, but now we're coming into a real war. Okay? It's breaking out into the open. In the physical realm, and also Father is confirming that the body of David has power to send forth the angels to expose and eject the evil. He is answering our prayers of faith. Amen. Another update note today, the president will have more power over his enemies this time than his last term. He has much more power. The angels fulfill what the saints speak in agreement with God. Hebrews 1 and 13 says, "But of which of the angels hath he said at any time, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make the enemies the footstool of thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to do service for the sake of them that shall inherit salvation?" That's us. Right? They're sent forth to serve us. Notice, the Lord rules through his true saints and angels. Psalm 103 and 19 says, "The Lord hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word." So when you speak the word of the Lord in the earth in agreement with the Lord and his wishes and the things that he's revealing to us through these dreams and visions and so on and so forth, the angels go to bring it to pass. "Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure." There you go. They have the angels to help them, right? "Bless the Lord, all ye his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Amen. I agree 100%. "Let us exercise our authority over the evil in all branches of this government. We are the salt of the earth. If we lose our savor, we are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men." And they're coming. Luke 10 and 19 says, "Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." Matthew 18 and 18 says, "Verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." Wow, that's some authority there, right? "And what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So loose the angels. They're unemployed. Get them to working, right? they were waiting. Notice they were waiting for some commands here. That's unemployed angels. You got to put them to work, right? Psalm 149 and 6, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the nations and punishment upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written." Listen, "This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." So, pray and agree with me. We command and we cast down the demons of faction and witchcraft and Satanism and murder and assassination and hatred and wrath and anarchy and lying and slandering, manipulation, destruction, deception in the government and over the peoples. And we need to continue to do this, okay? We send the angels forth to cast down your plots and schemes, Satan, and all of your helpers. We command the fear of God upon the wicked. Paranoia and confusion is in their camps. We pray for protection and wisdom for Trump, his cabinet, advisors, helpers, police, Secret Service personnel, etc. God be with you, right? Now, if you didn't believe anything that I said there, what about this? Is our authority really limitless like we're reading here? It's limitless in Christ. Do you abide in Christ by faith in his sacrifice and word? Do you believe he took away your sins? Are you walking in the light that you have? Or are you in willful disobedience for which there is no sacrifice? All things are limitless in Christ. What does all leave out, as I like to say? Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Wow. If people really believed that, they wouldn't be doing all the manipulation and things that they do to get what they want, right? 9 and 23. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus was asking the question to this guy. If you can, he said. And Jesus answered in that way. Matthew 21 and 22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And Luke 21, 36. But watch ye at every season, making supplication that you may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. 10 and 19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Wow. So you see, if you don't believe that we have authority to send forth the mighty angels to do these mighty things, at least believe the word of God that comes out of Jesus' mouth. We have authority. All right. Well, Father, we thank you so much that your people, your saints, the bride who interceded for the church, in Esther, that they will do it today, that they will intercede. Haman wants to take them down. He's doing his best. He tried to take the man-child down and hung himself, just like Judas. So thank you, Father, that that's going to happen again. Thank you for the mighty victory you've given us in Jesus Christ. Thank you that your saints are going to go forth and do warfare and win in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, that's it. God bless you, saints. We'll do this again sometime.